The latest Manx side we're taking a look at ahead of the 2025 Ireland Games is one that has its message very clear. They're going for gold in Orkney. Having been crowned champions in Gotland in 2017, the Isle of Man men's football side had a disappointing campaign in 2023 in Guernsey by their standards, finishing ninth. It's all changed though for this year, with a much changed squad and a new caretaker player manager at the helm, who's seen by many as one of the most decorated footballers of recent times on the Isle of Man. Chris Bass Jr. sat down with us recently to explain why, above all else, he believes his squad should settle for nothing less than the top prize this summer.
I can't complain at all. The players have taken to it really well. Myself, Rick and Matty Woods as the coaches, taken to us, done exactly as we've asked. They've worked really, really hard. The commitment's been superb. So there's nothing else that we could have asked from them. It's been really, really good. And I'm really excited because we've got a really strong squad. And the disappointing thing is having to leave people out of the squad that showed that same commitment, and it wasn't a nice situation to be in, having to let a few people down. But it shows the quality that we've got in the squad, and the quality of the players that we've had to not include in the squad shows the quality and the selection, the quality of the players on Ireland for selection that are available. Really, really good. The future looks good for the Isle of Man in terms of football with the young players we've got coming through as well.
And you were there in Guernsey 2 years ago, and there's been a lot of change, as you've mentioned there. Yourself, I suppose, at the helm, you've got Rick and Matty there helping you out on the coaching side. Some big changes in the team as well this time around. So for those who haven't seen it, could you just explain some of the thinking behind some of these big changes?
In terms of...
Personnel in the squad,
yeah. So from being at the last Ireland Games, I was there just as a player. I'm probably the most experienced player in the squad, along with Matt, who's been involved with the Ireland squad in recent times more than I have. I just felt that we didn't have the players that were going to hurt teams. I've looked at the selection we've got this time around is more like pace, attacking players and having outlets in certain areas of the pitch, getting higher up the pitch and being able to score goals, basically. You need to be able to hurt teams and have people that can put the ball in the back of the net. And I just felt that we lacked in them areas a little bit last time. So we've looked at that, and also Ireland Games experienced players. We've brought players into the squad that have been to a number of Ireland Games before. Some gold medal winners, Rick himself, Matty Woods himself, and then you've got other players that we've brought in that have won gold medals and been to numerous Ireland Games. So they know what it takes. They've been there, they know how to rest, recover, and they know that we're there for one goal only, and that's to win the gold medal. So that's what we've looked at. There's experience. There's also some really, really exciting young players in the squad, but with the pace that we're asking, but the pace that we wanted, they've got that, and the goal scoring ability.
And not just the players, but the coaching squad, as you've mentioned them a couple of times already, Matty Woods and Rick Holden in there. What do you think they're bringing to you as well as part of getting everything ready?
They're great. They're really, really good. Matty, like I say, he's got the experience. He's got the respect of the players, of the squad. Having been the captain for such a long time, stepping into a role of coaching, he's taken to that really, really well. He seems to be enjoying it. As in terms of Rick, there's no one else you could ask for better to have by your side for the experience he's got in the game and the knowledge he's got in the game. For someone like myself, who's not really, I've never managed before, so it wasn't planned on going in so early, but I'm really grateful, really honoured to be able to do what I'm doing. But to have someone like Rick with his knowledge and his experience, there isn't anyone better for me to have and to work with. And the lads have taken to him really, really well. And everyone seems to be enjoying the training sessions. And it's really, really good.
As a player yourself, as anyone who knows Manx football and know one of the most decorated around, I think it's fair to say. But as a player manager, how are you finding the balance? Because you're also going to make yourself available for selection if needed. How are you going to find that balance, do you think, of trying to coach, to lead, but also be, I suppose, an option on the pitch if needs be?
It's something that I'm having to learn as I go along. Like you say, I'm part of the playing squad, and I need to be able to be involved in the training, keep my fitness levels up. It's a balance that I'm not used to doing, but I'm having to work my way through it and figure it out. But I'm really enjoying it, to be fair. I really like it. It's something new for me. It's good. But like you say, I am still heavily wanting to be part of the playing squad as well as managing. I still think I'm capable of it. I've got a lot to offer the team still. And with myself and Matt being able to be part of the squad, it gives us options of having 20 players rather than a coach, a manager, or two coaches and a manager. And having a squad of 18, it allows us to have a squad of 20. And with the schedule, it's so heavy at an Ireland Games of potentially 5 games in 6 days, we're going to need the 20 players. There'll be a lot of rotation, and it helps the lads rest and recover, hopefully get into the latter stages of the tournament, especially a final at the end of the week. So having 20 players is a real big help. So myself and Woodsy will be heavily part of that playing squad as well.
You've already mentioned some of the experience that's in that squad, you know, yourself and Matty on the coaching staff included as well. When it comes to going out there and, you know, and winning in those key moments as well, obviously you've been at the sharp end of Manx football for many years now. How can you impart, I suppose, that sort of experience and knowledge of the game, like some of the other experienced players that are going to be in there, to those who maybe haven't gone to an Ireland Games before and had that sort of tournament to play in?
Yeah, it's really important to have them players within your squad to help those players along that haven't been and haven't experienced in Ireland Games. One of my first things that I said when I met with the players at our first session was, this isn't just a tournament where you're going to go and enjoy yourself. This is serious stuff, and this is we go there and we go there to win a gold medal. So that's always been my attitude with anything I've done in football. It's always to win first. You obviously need to enjoy it. You need to enjoy what you're doing because that helps. But when you're playing for the Isle of Man and when you're going to a tournament like this, it's to win. It's nothing else. So we've put that across the players, and I know with the players in our squad and the experience we've got, that's their goal as well. So to have that, and then to have the young lads with the exciting talent that we've got in the squad, and being able to pass that knowledge on and how you go about doing the Ireland Games and getting your rest and recovery in between the games, it's very, very important. But I know that within our squad, we've got that. And I know that the young lads, and what I like about them, they ask a lot of questions. So it's really good. I like to see that, and they are asking questions of, what do we do in this situation? How am I going to go about making myself available in this position and that position and on the pitch, but also when we get off the pitch, it's watching the older lads recover and how they treat this tournament and how they the mentality they've got at it. Because ultimately, we're going there to try and win a gold medal and nothing else. So it's important we get that across to the young players. I think I felt that we lacked that a little bit last time. There was not enough experience within the squad for tournament football. I felt like a lot of players were there because they were happy to be there and they were delighted to be selected. And I know that they gave everything they had, but I do feel like this time round we've got that mentality of winning, which is what I want. And that's how I treat everything that I do in football.
From a coaching side of things, quite simply, how would you describe your style of coaching and your style of play that you're trying to implement?
I think if you ask anybody that I've played with in the past, I'm quite intense. I like the game to be fast, and I like it to be sharp, and I like it to be quite intense, and I like us to be able to play quick, exciting, attacking football. So that's the aim of the game. There's times where, especially in the friendly we had last time against Hailwood Apollo, where we need to be able to slow the game down, not make it so erratic, but ultimately it's about entertaining and being and enjoying your football. And I think by making it quick and exciting and attacking football, I think you do that. And that's how I like to play. I am quite intense. And there is times where I do have to kind of tail that back a little bit because I don't want people to feel under pressure. So I'm learning that side as well. But yeah, ultimately, it's a mentality of we're here for a goal. And that's how I train the players as well. So it's got to be short and sharp, and everyone's got to be on the game, concentrating for the minute we start to the minute we finish.
So you've mentioned there what you want your style of play to look like. You've mentioned some of the fundamentals, some of the important things players will have to be wary of, not just the quality of the games themselves, but the recovery programme. Outside of that, as someone who has plenty of experience playing in an Ireland Games, for some of these players coming into it first time, just what's the general atmosphere like?
So far in the squad, it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. The atmosphere is great. And what I've found since myself and Woody and Rick have taken over is that we've had really good sort of rapport with other people. We seem to have built up this positive vibe again towards the Isle of Man national team, which is exactly what I want. When I first started playing for the Isle of Man, I was 16, and then I was away for a bit and came back, and I was 18, 19. I've not wanted to do anything else since. Playing for the Isle of Man has always been my goal and always been an honour, and that's what I want the Isle of Man national team to be. And I feel like we've gained that a little bit since we've taken over. You see it in the players; they're all for it. They want to play for the Isle of Man again, and that's kind of the vibe that we want. That's what I'm trying to put across. To play for your national team, it has to be the pinnacle of football for me. For anybody that plays football in the Isle of Man, there is other options and there is other standards of football. But to play for your Isle of Man, it's an honour. You've been selected as part of a playing squad of what we think is the best 20 players on the island that are available to us. And that's kind of where people have to look at and go, yeah, I want to play for the Isle of Man. It's all I've ever wanted to do since I've been here. And I've liked the response that we've had so far. It's all been really positive. I couldn't argue with anything.
And just one more question. Again, on atmosphere, but a slightly different approach. The Ireland Games in general, really. They only come around once every 2 years. Of course, there was an extended break over COVID as well. But the Ireland Games atmosphere in general and playing in that environment, what's it like going into that and being part of a tournament that is quite unique in some ways?
It is. The Ireland Games is really unique. I've experienced it now. I think, I can't remember now, this will be my sixth one, but this is something that I've spoken to a lot of people about. Because it comes around every 2 years, and it has come around very quickly from last time, actually, this time, but there's never a time where you can say it will happen again in the future. You might be young enough to think, oh, I'll have the opportunity to play in the Ireland Games again, but it might not come around. So if you can get the opportunity to experience it, then we've tried to come across to the players as definitely experience it. It's something you have to do. The standard of football is really high. The Ireland Games that I've been to, it's really, really high. I've missed out on the gold medal with not going to Scotland. I've played in two finals and won silver and got silver medal. So the standard's very, very high. And the atmosphere around the whole Ireland Games when you turn up, when you do the opening ceremony, although it's sometimes can be long-winded and you just want to get back and rest ready for the game, it's good. You get all the sports coming together, and especially at the end of the week when they do the closing ceremonies and all the sports are coming together and having a really good time. And it's like a party atmosphere, especially at the end of the week. But in that time, in the week, you're concentrating on your own sports. But when you get that rest day in the middle, you can go out and you can have a look around and watch the other sports and see how dedicated they are and the ability they've got at their own sport. It's really fascinating. And the Ireland Games, the atmosphere around it and the experience of it is something that everybody should really want to do, and I love it. I think the Ireland Games is a great tournament.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.